From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Bob Doty reporting. Afghan government officials confirmed Wednesday that reclusive Taliban chief Mullah Omar is dead. They said he died more than 2 years ago in Pakistan. He was very sick in a Karachi hospital and died suspiciously there, Abdul Hasib Siddiqui, the spokesman for Afghanistan's main intelligence agency, the National Directorate of Security, said without elaborating. President Ashraf Ghani's office confirmed that Omar died in 2013. It was unclear why news of his death was just now emerging, although there have been other reports of his death since 2001. That was the last time the one-eyed secretive head of the Taliban had been seen in public, after U.S.-led forces toppled his government and he fled over the Afghan border to Pakistan. Turkey's president is meeting top officials in China to strengthen ties that have been strained over the delayed sale of a Chinese missile system and Beijing's treatment of its Turkic-speaking Uyghur minority. After landing in Beijing on Wednesday, President Recep Tayyip Erdogan met with Chinese Premier Li Keqiang and is also expected to confer with President Xi Jinping following a formal ceremony. Mr. Erdogan has been a strong critic of China's heavy-handed policies toward Uyghurs in the violence-plagued western region of Xinjiang, where China says it is fighting foreign-backed separatists. The plight of the Uyghurs has garnered deep sympathy among many Turks who share strong cultural, religious, and linguistic ties with the group. This is Mr. Erdogan's first visit to China since becoming president in 2014. Turkish leader also made a landmark visit to China in 2012, becoming the first Turkish prime minister to visit Beijing. This is VOA News.